Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Cardone Solutions Podcast. I'm your host, David Bradley, training facilitator and coach with who? Grant Cardone. We are bringing you weekly sales solutions, tips, strategies, and attitude adjustments from the 10X world of Grant Cardone. Check it out. 80% of what we do here, 100% free. And so the purpose of the podcast is to make sure that the free stuff we're putting down, you are picking up and you're plugging it in to your sales and your business and your life. So thank you in advance. Thank you so much for hitting that subscribe button. And if you're getting some value from this, please make sure that you're sharing it out into the cyberspace so that other folks can benefit from it too. Today's episode, I'm going to be delivering to you Grant Cardone's 15 success tips. Would you like to have more success? Absolutely, positively, of course you would. So here's 15 tips to get you closer to the target, if not right up on it. But first, you know what's coming, right? A word from our sponsor. The Cardone Solutions Podcast is brought to you by Grant Cardone and Cardone University's coaching program. Check it out. Here's what we know. 84% of managers. Are you a manager? If you are, you may be one of the 84% that is too busy to train and develop your salespeople the way you wish you could. Most managers, this could also be you, certainly was for me. Most managers got into management because they could produce and they were never actually taught how to motivate people, how to transfer skill to people. Never taught any of that stuff. They had to figure it out on their own. Okay. Lastly, there is an 88% improvement in production and productivity when coaching and training gets involved. So think about your business right now. Where are you at? Would you like an extra 88%? Not a bad idea, right? Okay. So this is where we come in. Enter, not the dragon. Enter, well, it is kind of a dragon though, right? Because we're breathing fire on your people every single day. Enter the Cardone University coaching program where we get to become a virtual extension of your management team. Ba-da! Here's what you get. Full access to Cardone University, your own separate, unique coaching portal. 30 plus courses inside that coaching portal that would be facilitated by a certified expert Grant Cardone coach, somebody like me, okay? Our process increases engagement and accountability, guaranteed. You get us at a fraction of the cost as it would what it would take to bring somebody in-house to do this. We work with you weekly to increase your sales volume and profitability while reducing extraneous costs and expanding your market share. So for a complimentary sales process and training analysis, plus a customized training proposal, visit CardoneSolutions.com/coaching. That's CardoneSolutions.com/coaching. CardoneSolutions.com/coaching. Now, on with the show. Success. How do you define it? How do we define it? Okay. You can define success if you hit the dictionary, if you go to the Google. Success is defined as the accomplishment of an aim or a purpose. So success can also be defined as the attainment of fame, wealth, social status, or a person, place, or thing that achieves desired aims or attains fame, wealth, etc. Now, that's what the dictionary has. That's what Google says. Of course, if it's on Google, then it must be true, right? Just like Abe Lincoln said, never believe anything you read on the internet. The problem with these definitions, though, let's just be frank. The problem with these definitions is that it can make success look out of reach. That is the problem I have with these definitions. It looks like something just a bit out of grasp. Success is something that you have. It's also something that you create. And it is also something that you do, meaning it's a skill. Success will happen because of you. It will never just happen to you. Even the lottery winner had to do something to make that happen, like buy a ticket. There are actions and mindsets that are common amongst the most successful. Most lottery winners wind up broke again, by the way. So there are actions and mindsets that are common amongst the most successful. And because success is a skill, if you can adopt these mindsets and then duplicate the actions, well, guess what? You too can have success. It doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Doesn't have to be just out of reach. So here's your first action idea for today's episode. And I got good news. In fact, I have great news for you. It might even be a relief. You're successful right now. You are already successful. The question that we have to figure out now is, to what degree? How successful are you right now? Is your level of success enough? Your current level of success, is it enough to sustain your goals, targets, and dreams? Is your level of success so high that you are, you ready? You ready for this one? Is your level of success so high that you are insulated from the chaos of the world? Ow. Okay. So let's look at 15. 15 little success tips from Grant Cardone. And here's the thing. Like, every single one of these tips, obviously I reviewed them first. Every single one of these, you can do. All of these are either mindsets or actions, sometimes both, that you can implement immediately, right now, that will propel your current level of success into the stratosphere. But first, you have to ask yourself the hard question. Are you ready for that level of success? Remember what I said a second ago, most lottery winners wind up broke. So are you ready for this level of success? And will you put in the work? Can you let go of any outdated ideas or mindsets or behaviors that clearly aren't serving you right now? Can you let go of what you have to gain what you truly deserve? Okay, so with that in mind, Grant Cardone's 15 success tips. I'm going to drop the tip. I'm going to break it down just a hair. Then move on to the next one. Number one, show up no matter what. You can't get a hit if you don't swing the bat. So show up. Two, make decisions quickly. Now there's a video on this. If you'd like to see it, tweet me at David R. Bradley that says, send me Grant's decisions quickly video. At David R. Bradley on the Twitter. Grant says that when you do this, it gives you permission to push others to do this. So if you can make decisions quickly, you get permission to push other people to do the same thing, because you can practice what you preach and you can preach what you practice. If you're not closing enough deals, get this handled immediately. Three, promote your success. What is the point of having a horn if you ain't gonna toot it? Four, give more than you take. Seriously, service is senior. Overpromise and overdeliver. Five, never quit no matter what. Let me ask you this. What would your life be like if you knew it was impossible to fail? What would you do if you knew it was impossible to fail? So here's the juice. There is no failure unless you quit. There. I just made failure conditionally impossible. You're welcome. Six, make closed deals a priority. The close is less than 20% of your process, and it represents 100% of your money. You must master this. You must make the top line your top priority. Revenue, income, closing, deals. Seven, be willing to make others rich. Wait, what are we talking about? What? Sorry, say that again. Yeah, be willing to make others rich. This isn't all about you. To have abundance, you must operate with abundance. Okay? 8, which complements 7 quite nicely. Flow power to people in power. Of all the 15, when I went through this, this was the hardest one for me to wrap my head around. So this may be challenging for you as well. So if you go over to the Cardone Solutions blog, where I list out the 15 in text, you can actually find a video where Grant talks about it. But here's the bottom. Here's the quickie, the short version, the cliff notes. Okay. Get close to power and elevate others. Never talk bad about somebody. Push power to powerful people that are going to do good things. People that are making a difference and getting well paid for doing so. Push power their way. Okay? More on that over on the blog when you get over there. Okay? Number 9, say yes more than you say no. Never say no until you absolutely positively have to. 10, learn how to negotiate like a pro. What I'm about to say is going to hurt, but it's true. Truth hurts sometimes. You don't get what you deserve. You get what you negotiate. Sorry. Hate to break it to you. Tough love on the Cardone Solutions podcast. You don't get what you deserve. You get what you negotiate. 11. Better to do something than nothing. Always. Stepping out of the world of Grant Cardone, one of my favorite quotes from Dan Millman. A little bit of something better than a whole lot of nothing. Okay? Do something. Always. 12, scale your business. Small is wrong, Grant says. Small is wrong. If you're not growing, what are you doing? If you have an EKG, electrocardiogram, it needs to be either going up or down. What's flat line? What does the flat line mean? Scale your business. Small is wrong. 13, commit first, figure the rest out later. Nothing happens until you commit. So when Grant says commit first and figure the rest out later, the thing that follows that would a lot of people miss. The creativity that you're going to need will not show up until after the commitment. So when Grant says commit first, figure the rest out later, creativity follows commitment. You got to commit. 14. Got two more. 14. Only take advice from super successful people. Never. I mean, never. Ever. Take advice from a quitter. Unless it's to learn exactly what not to do. 15. Demand more from yourself than anyone else. Here's the deal. Only you know what your true potential is. And why would you ever want to settle for anything less than you're truly capable of? So remember, every single one of these you can do. All of these are either mindsets or actions, sometimes both, that you can implement immediately, today, right now, okay? These 15 tips will propel your current level of success into the stratosphere. So as we wrap up today, as we wrap up this episode, I want you to ask yourself those hard questions again. Are you ready for this next level of success? Are you ready for it? Will you put in the work to get there? All 15 of these are going to require some real work on your part, either mentally or physically. Can you let go of the outdated ideas that are clearly, at this point, not serving you? Can you do it? Will you? When's that going to happen? When are you going to start that? Okay, should be right about now. Okay. So this has been another exciting episode of the Cardone Solutions Podcast. Thank you so much for listening from the bottom of my heart. Anything I can do to help you, sir, please reach out at David R. Bradley on the Twitter, 310-777-0352. That's my direct line. David at Grant Cardone is the email address. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. And in the words of Grant Cardone, be great. Nothing else pays. See you soon.